Limited. BBC Radio 6. Music. Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Zasiada przejęta z horrorą, tak prześliczna wiolonczelistka, la la la. Prześliczna wiolonczelistka, jej oczy ksią, la 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 la. Jej usta rżą, la 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 la. Wychłoją swą, la 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 la. Struny przyciska, nad czołem jej pochyla się za tuż, tuż. Bo to ta chwila przyszła już. Niewielki patrykot patutom da znak, a ona natchniona, ona zagra. Będzie przy mnie, gdzie ona tam ja. I jej polichymnia nie będzie zła, że inny pan dyrygent patutom dał znak. Dwóch sercom by razem już śpiewały tak.
Skaldowie from Krakow in Poland, and a track called Sześliczna Wiolonczelistka, which is the radiant cellist. I played that when we did a Freaky Eurovision special just recently, and it got a great response, and that's the reason I'm playing it, not just because a nice Polish lady complimented me on my pronunciation. Thank you very much. That's getting us underway on the Freak Zone for this week. Coming up this week, we have new music from Switzerland, China, Washington and Heyon Y out there, and experimental music spanning the decades from the likes of Gazelle Twin, Pink Floyd, Tonton's Expanding Headband, Trico and Van de Graaff Generator. And our featured album is Plaid's first album for Warp, Not for Threes, a classic of that genre. A couple more tunes before we get into that, though. Cyril are a Swiss duo featuring Cyril Yetirian, who's the owner of Bongo Joe Records, which is a label we play often on the show, and fellow Geneva resident Cyril Bondy. It's a great record. It's on Bongo Joe. The album's called Yalla Mickey Mouse. This is Legion.
Michel,
du champ,
l'heure de pointe,
du champ.
Thank you.
McConey's Freak Zone.
This is
BBC
Radio 6.
Music.
Terrific new track from the London-based Fantastics on the excellent BBE label, another label we enjoy on this show. That's called Oblique from an album called Pyramid. And before it, it was a Cyril, I'm guessing probably we pronounce it, from Switzerland on Bongo Joe and a track called Legion. This is the Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Plaid emerged from the legendary electronic outfit The Black Dog in 1995. Ed Handley and Andy Turner went off to work with Björk, joined a crew on tour, providing general kind of electronics and keyboard wizardry and general techie stuff. And whilst they toured the Far East and across the world, they dreamt of this new project, Plaid, which pronunciations differ. Up north, where I'm from, my old granny would have said plod. Some people would say played, but that would definitely be wrong. So let's say plaid, shall we? They came back, as I say, from this Björk tour, signed to Warp and produced an album called Not For Threes, which nearly always ends up in the list of the best electronica of the 1990s. Here's the first track from it. This is Courtesan. Courtesan from an album called Not For Threes, which is our featured album for this week by Plaid. They said, we rented a big flat to impress some girls and started messing around with loads of cool new gear the Buick Tech crew put us onto. And that particular track, they said, that's one of the first they did with the guitarist Bennett Welch. We thought it had a slightly baroque feel, hence the title, which I'm not sure I get, Courtesan. But anyway, not to worry, it's a terrific record. All of the records are terrific, and there'll be a couple more tracks from it. I recently took part, if that's the right word, in a kind of virtual seance organised by Gazelle Twin and some musicians and filmmakers, Kit Monkman and Ben Eyes and Jez Wells, at the University of York Music Department. It was something that you did via Zoom and was intended to sort of explore the possibilities of Zoom, and it was incredibly creepy. And I do hope Elizabeth the Bernholtz, a.k.a. Gazelle Twin, does release the music at some point, because I'd love to play it for you. So if anyone out there is listening to Google and put me on the right direction for that, that'd be great. And I do know Gazelle Twin has new product soon, if I can use that horrible phrase, has new work soon and new music soon, and you'll know about that as soon as I do and as soon as I have it. But from an album called Kingdom Come, this is Gazelle Twin and Cling Film. Gazelle Twin and Cling film from Kingdom Come. As I said, I received notice this week that there is a new Gazelle Twin album, I think, very soon. As soon as I'm allowed to, I'll play you music from that. And do check out the Absent Sitters thing, the virtual seance, because I don't know if you can... I know the live run has gone, but maybe there's footage of it online. And as I said, I'd love to play some of the music because it was tremendously creepy and brilliant. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music with me, Stuart McConey. We've often played the music of Antique Doll on this show before. Mr. Gibson on vocals, guitar, bass and keyboards. Miss Fiona on vocals and Jamie Holmes also on vocals, bass, guitar and percussion. They've got a new EP out, and from it, this is The Breathing Room.
Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Thank you.
I've been enjoying that record since I was about 13, I guess, from Sourceful of Secrets, Pink Floyd, Let There Be More Light. It was only this week, hearing it, that I realised it's a really amazingly strange lyric about UFOs in Mildenhall and Hereward the Wake and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, terrific record. And I know that that Gary Kemp and Nick Mason et al, who are in Nick Mason's Sourceful of Secrets, are playing that live in those shows now. Let There Be More Light, the opening track on A Sourceful of Secrets by Pink Floyd, and before it, The Breathing Room is new from Antique Doll. Still to come, we've got more from Plaid's Not For Threes, our featured album this week. We've got some Vitagraph generators from Treecut and some weather report after this Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The government says this will not be a normal festive period, but all four UK nations have agreed that some extra mixing between households should be allowed for a small number of days over Christmas. The BBC's been told that three households may be allowed to form a bubble for 5 days. These people in London were cheered by the news.
I feel ecstatic because I miss my friends, I miss my family. So any opportunity will be so welcome.
COVID doesn't know that it's Christmas, so even if we couldn't, I would be okay with not celebrating it if it meant saving more people's lives.
I think it'll be important to see kind of what the levels are like before Christmas, but the idea of being able to celebrate with family is obviously really nice.
Boris Johnson will also unveil the new system of tiers, which will come into force in England next month. It's expected that measures will be tougher than those in place before the lockdown. Up to 70 Conservative backbenchers have warned they may vote against the plan. The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, confirmed that the lockdown would end on the 2nd of December.
The regulations expire on that date, and the Prime Minister will be making a statement tomorrow and setting out further plans, but we will be going back into a more localised approach, a tiered system, which I think is enormously welcome.
Latest daily figures show that another 398 people have died in the UK within 28 days of a positive COVID test. 18,662 new cases have been recorded. The head of the US government coronavirus vaccine programme says the first immunisations against COVID could start as soon as December 11th. Dr. Moncef Slaoui said two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be officially approved by that date. And Greater Manchester Police says it's issued more than 80 fines for breaches of COVID-19 restrictions over the course of this weekend. An officer was bitten on the arm while trying to break up a party. Six Music News, your next update is at 9.30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Listen to 6 Music anywhere
on the BBC Sounds app.
From 1977 and the hugely successful Heavy Weather, that's sax player Wayne Shorter's Palladium, one of a couple of his tunes on the album from Heavy Weather, Weather Report. We got a lot of nice reaction to Haunted Dancehall by Sabres of Paradise. for the Freak Zone. This is from Tim in Bristol, who said, brings back intense memories of when it came out. I'd moved to from Gdansk to Stockholm. I listened to it on headphones in the bowels of a nighttime ferry across the Baltic, where it was the perfect soundtrack. The Swedish winter was dark and long. I'll never forget walking along a shadowy street in Stockholm's old town as the snow flurries dusted the cobbles and hearing Wilmot playing somewhere in the distance. I discovered it was coming from a private party. Unlike in Poland, where I might have blagged my way in, I just stood outside listening to the end and then walked off on my own into the night. Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed the music anyway. And Neil, who is Her Majesty's Coroner for the World, enjoyed her playing his music, his new project, on our Halloween show. I really got into the vibe of it all in a candlelit room with a bottle of red, and I loved the Japanese ghost story against the crackling fire. Comforting and unsettling. And if you want to check out more of this project of Neil's, Google for Her Majesty's Coroner for the World and Diana Phoenix, and you can see he started some bizarre live-streamed healing sessions, which will hopefully see us through lockdown. Well, thank you for that. Let's get back to today's show and our featured album, which is Not for Threes on Warp Records by Plaid, and this is a track called Habla Edio. Thank you. Andy Turner of Plaid said about that. We rented a little cottage down in Devon after our neighbour in London really complained about the noise, so we went down there for a week. And that's one of the tracks that came out of that. Habla Idio by Plaid from Not For Threes. It's our featured album for this week, and there'll be more a little later on. Vinograph Generator split up in the early 1970s and then got back together again in 1975 to record an album called God Bluff, slightly tighter, more focused sound than perhaps we were used to from them. And this is from it. This is Vinograph Generator and Sleepwalkers. from Godbluff of 1975, their Reformation album, that's Vandegraaff Generator and Sleepwalkers. If you want to correspond with me, the ways to do that, as people have been doing, I mentioned a few already, stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk is one way. Find us on social media as well, me and the show. And also, you can write to me. Send me things, if you like. People send me CDs all the time, as well as music electronically. The postal address for The Freak Zone is on the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City UK, which is Salford M52LH. Gordon McKinnon of Glasgow did just that recently. He has an organisation and a label called Invisible Ink. Apologies for the typed letter. If you saw my handwriting, you'd understand. It's rather lovely and kind of vintage. It's sort of retro, actually. He enjoys the show, which is great. I love the fact that people tell me that, but obviously I'm not going to read it out. But he sent me quite a lot of the music he puts out on his Invisible Ink label, so I'll be dipping into this of recent and future shows. And I very much enjoyed this. This is from Lost Transmissions is the name of the album, or Lost Transmissions from the Off-World Territories. It's a compilation of people on Invisible Ink, including these, the legendary Tonto's Expanding Headband, who've recorded for them, and this is Bittersweet. on Invisible Ink Records. Thank you, Gordon, for sending me your stuff. I'll play more of it in due course. Lost Transmissions from the Offworld is the name of the compilation. You can find all this stuff on Bandcamp, and that's a track from Tonto's expanding headband called Bittersweet. Here's another compilation that I've been really enjoying of late, More Light, which is 19 different projects representing 14 nationalities and 30 years of music from Berlin Atonal. This track, which is the first of, I think it's five 12-inch singles on the that comprise this package. The very first is the French producer Ah Hossan, who has smelted, it says here, the vocals of Exiled S into a multi-layered track that gestures towards a future language for computer-produced music. This is Wundertune.
Collection. Who do I do?
That's new-ish, a couple of months old now. I'm just catching up with it. I've been a little slow to check out the recent releases on Cuneiform, one of my favourite labels. And that is brilliant, I think. Anthony Perago is a Washington guitarist. He's one third of a power trio called Mesthetics, but clearly he's got the chops to do anything he turns his mind to. Danger Point, Pocket Poem and Mori Point was a bonus single from Pocket Poem, his most recent album. And Aho San and Exile Zed, or Z if you prefer, Wonder Tomb, from this great new compilation from Berlin, Atonal, called More Light, which I shall definitely be dipping more into. We have a playlist every week. It goes out now Wednesday night at midnight. An hour of experimental music curated by friends of this show. This week it was the Norwegian improv trio Huntsville, who I've been playing of late on the show on Hubro Records. It's an hour of pretty extreme experimental electronica. Let's start with them themselves, the Unshot.
Thank you.
Huntsville, the Unsharp from the new album Bow Shoulder and Hubro. They've curated our Freak Zone playlist for this week. Check it out at BBC Sounds. This is new with a, again, typed out on rather distressed paper that purports to be from the Office of Loxodromic Accolades, Osceola County, Iowa. Dear Mr. Wilson, it says here. I think this is all an elaborate ruse to get me to listen to this record, which I did is excellent, from Moon Goose, whose second studio release, it says here, is available for human enjoyment. They are from A on Y, and this track is called Edible Druid.
Thank you.
The wax monster lives behind the first row of trees, available on limited edition orange vinyl, bundled with a live CV taken from Moon Goose's set at the 17th Dream of Dr. Sardonic's Festival. These are Moon Goose, Edible Druid. I'm not sure how much of their press release to believe, but I really loved that record. So congratulations all round. Tricot are a band we've played many times on this show. They're an all-female Japanese trio playing music that kind of blurs the boundaries between math rock, hard rock, pop, it's jazz even sometimes. Anyway, here's from a double A-sided 7-inch single they put out in 2018. This is Tricot and On the Boom.
Six Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Nguyen Le, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, has a brilliant album out called Overseas. It stems from an interdisciplinary performance project which combines dance, acrobatics and music by the Cirque Nouveau. The music is all written by Nguyen Le, a mix of jazz, traditional Vietnamese music and hip-hop, and that track was called People of the Waterfalls, and before it from Japan, Tricot and On the Boom. Still to come, yet more from Plaid's Not for Threes, music by Ornette Coleman, Amazing Blondel, Rome Morrison and the Diagram Brothers, after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Plans are being drawn up for an easing of coronavirus restrictions over Christmas that will allow a limited level of mixing between households. The four UK nations are trying to agree a single set of arrangements that will apply for a few days, but people will be told to minimise travel and social contact. The British government's also trying to finalise new arrangements that will apply in England after the end of the current lockdown on the 2nd of December. The Shadow Business Minister Lucy Powell says people need a decision as soon as possible.
You can't just open a restaurant, open a bar, start brewing beer, getting ready for after a national lockdown overnight. You know, you need some notice. And all of us, we need a clearer understanding about what the criteria are going to be.
Six Music Sport and Everton have climbed to sixth in the Premier League with a 3-2 victory at Fulham. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, his 10 goals so far this season, have made him the highest goal scorer in the Premier League. He says he's more focused on helping out his team.
The most important thing today was that we got the 3 points. It sounds cliche, but I thought second half, you know, we didn't play very well. We didn't really have much of the ball, and first half we did well to get the lead and we should have continued that, but I thought on another day, we get punished for not playing well enough in the second half. But like I say, most important was to get back to winning ways today, and we build from here.
Some of the other results happening today: West Ham beat Sheffield United, Arsenal drew against Leeds, and in the late match, the defending champions Liverpool beat Leicester 3-0. Looking at the tennis, and Daniil Medvedev fought back from a set down against Dominic Thiem to win the ATP tennis finals at the O2 Arena in London. And Americans could start receiving COVID vaccines in less than 3 weeks' time. The head of the US government's immunisation programme said the plan was to distribute the vaccines within 24 hours of them being approved. Six Music News, there'll be more in the morning.
Six. For radio, music and podcasts, get Six Music on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
Six Music.
All Animals by the Diagram Brothers from Some Marvels of Modern Science. It was also on an EP of that name, which is a great record. And I got an email this week from Mike, who says to me, I've just found this wondrous reimagining of the Diagram Brothers' Incomparable Bricks on Bandcamp. I know you love public information broadcasting, so wanted to make sure you were aware of it. Now, you've not put a link in. He says, apologies for not including a link. I am incompetent, but the search bar is very user-friendly. I couldn't find it. So if anyone knows where I can hear this, because I think it might be Andy Diagram reworking Bricks as a lockdown public information film about masks. And I would definitely love to play it for you. So anybody who's listening, including Andy himself, do let me know. But that was the wonderful Diagram Brothers, and We Are All Animals. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music with me, Stuart McConey. Let's dip back into Not For Threes, our featured album, for just one more track. A traditional Greek song, says Andy of Plaid. So it's a kind of cover, I suppose. This is Rakimu.
Thank you.
Rakimu, some plucked and bowed violin on that one, and a traditional Greek song according to Andy. So it's a kind of cover, I suppose. It's one where they can't really trace the traditional and original author, as it's a folk song. So Trad R, I guess, this Trad R Plaid from Not For Threes, our featured album for this week on Warp Records. That was Rakimu. Let me know if you liked it. Stuart.6music@bbc.co.uk. You can write to me at Dock House, first floor of Dock House, Media City, UK, Salford M52LH. Get in touch with me on social media as well. We enjoy Rowan Morrison's music on this show, the musical twixting of the Rowan Amber Mill and Angeli Morrison from, I think, their most recent release, Fields of Fire. This is Ocarina Procession.
Oh.
Segue there with kind of medieval vibe to it. That's The Amazing Blondel, Ed Bird, John Gladwin and Terence Wincott, a trio who got back together after 25 years apart in 1997 to make an album called Restoration, and from it that was Benedictus S. Domine. And before it, going rather nicely with it, I thought Ocarina Procession is brand new-ish from Rowan Morrison, and that is almost it. Don't forget this week's Freak Zone playlist, an hour's worth of experimental electronica from Norwegian trio Huntsville on the BBC Sounds app. Don is next. I'll leave you with an absolute classic from Ornette Coleman. Peace. See you soon. Thank you.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now,
6 Music.
It's Don Letts.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, their vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your